This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Agriculture Commissioner Mike Strain says the mid-year budget cuts proposed last week by the Jindal administration could end up costing you more at the grocery store and elsewhere.
You know, if we downsize in meat inspection, that means plants will close.
And meat prices will go up. The Department of Agriculture has been told to cut $2.6 million from its spending between now and June 30th. And Strain says that means he'll have to reduce the number of inspectors they employ.
We regulate all aspects of the economy. Anything bought, sold, weighed, measured, scaled, graded, that's our job.
Strain says he doesn't believe his department will be able to handle everything they're required to do, from certifying gas pumps are accurate to making sure meat is being processed safely.
At meat processing facility, if our inspector is not there, it doesn't operate that day. There can be 100 people there to work. It does not operate that day unless we are there.
He says it will impact other commodities as well as the shipping industry.
Our grain inspectors, if they don't inspect the grain and grade the grain is not bought or sold. It doesn't move. You know, it doesn't move into the elevator. It doesn't move on the barges, on the trucks, or onto the ships. It does not move.
Strain says this isn't a threat. Because he wants to do the job Louisiana voters elected him to do.
I'm responsible for the health and safety of the citizens through the food supply. And we're at that thin red line, and anything further that you push us beyond, I'm not going to be able to guarantee that we can do our constitutionally mandated job.
The proposed cuts still have to pass muster with the Joint Legislative Budget Committee, which meets February 20th. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.